Colossians chapter 1. Last Sunday morning, the choir sang the song, To God Be the Glory. Great things He has done. I'm going to show you some great things God has done for us when we got saved. Colossians, book of Colossians. One of the themes in Colossians is Thanksgiving. Let me share with you those six verses. This book about Thanksgiving. Let me just quickly do that before we get back to the main part of the message. Colossians 1:3, Paul says, We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. He gave thanks for the church. Then come to verse number 12 in chapter 1. He starts giving thanks unto the Father. The following verses in the paragraph, we'll come back to that. He's giving thanks for all the things that God did for them. Then go to chapter 3. These are verses that give emphasis to Colossians being on Thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 3. Right at the end of verse number 15, a command. And be ye thankful. That's a command. Now look down to verse number 17, chapter 3, verse 17. Whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus. Listen, if you can't do it in Jesus' name, maybe you should not do it. Oh, next part of the verse says, after saying, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. If you cannot give thanks for it, you probably shouldn't be doing it at all. Go to chapter 4 for the last one of Thanksgiving. Chapter 4, verse number 2. Continue your prayer and watching the same with Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is a part of prayer. Those are the verses in this book. Tell us that the main emphasis is on Thanksgiving. Now come back to chapter 1. Remember our theme? To God be the glory. Great things He's done. Let me share with you in this paragraph, verses 12 through 14, the great things God has done for us when we got saved. Now please look at verse number 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us, see the word us, made us, you and I, made us meet. See the word meet there? It's not spelled M-E-A-T. It's not venison, pastor. It's not ham or beef or pork or turkey or chicken. The word meat there is spelled M-E-E-T. Means to made fit or to qualify you. Let me explain some things in this verse. Now tell you what the main thought is. It says, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance. The inheritance is explained by Peter, 1 Peter 1, 4, 5. This inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, unfading, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. There's an inheritance for you in heaven. The word inheritance, he means, the word inherit, his inheritance here means that all the glories of heaven we will enjoy forever. This inheritance is laid up for us. Now, this came to the verse, the inheritance of the saints in light. See the word saints in light? You realize that God does something wonderful. He takes sinners, makes them saints. Amen. Wow, what a great thing. Amen. Sinners, He makes them saints. Let me point out to you in the order of this chapter, back to verse number 3, verse number 2. Paul writes, in verse 1, the writer is Paul. Verse 2, he says, To the saints and faithful brethren, Christ in Christ, if you're in Christ, you are a saint. If you're saved, you are a saint. Sometimes we're not very saintly, but we're saints in Christ. So he's in verse number 12, when he mentions saints in the light, 1 Peter 2:9 says, God has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. I'm so glad God did that. So the point of all these things, when he says he made us meet or fit or qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, this means that he qualified you and I for heaven. When we got saved, he qualified you and I for heaven. That's what it means. That's the first great thing he's done for us. Now there's two more great things he's done for us. Verse number 13. You see, it says, Who has delivered us? There's the word us again, you and I. Delivered us from the power of darkness. The power of darkness is the power of Satan. He delivered us from the strong hold that Satan had on us. He delivered us. To understand this, Paul preached about this in Acts 26 when he preached to a group. Go to Acts 26, notice verse 18. This will explain it so we can understand it better. Acts 26, verse number 18. When Paul preached to Agrippa, he said that his ministry was to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith, that is to me. So Paul explained what it meant to be delivered from the power of darkness, from the power of Satan. You realize before you were saved, you were held by the power of Satan. Now, as an illustration, think with me. Go way back. Don't turn here now. Go way back to the book of Exodus. When Israel was in Egypt, remember they were in captivity to the Pharaoh. He held them by his power. He would not let them go. Even though God, through Moses, said, "Let my people go," Pharaoh kept saying, "No, no, no." Finally, God delivered them by his power, by blood. Think of this. He delivered them by his power, by blood. It was God's power that brought them out of Egypt through the Red Sea on dry ground. What power? And the same power drowned all those Egyptian soldiers just before Israel left. They celebrated the Passover, the blood, so that we have the blood and the power. Realize it was God's power that delivered you and I from states to hold. It's the blood that Jesus delivered us. So now we have something to think to be thankful for. When we got saved, we were qualified for heaven. When we got saved, we were delivered from the power of darkness. There's a second one to this verse. Well, I got to get back here. Glasses lost here. Now, verse 13, Colossians 1:13. Notice after it says power of darkness and hath translated us, there's the word us again, you and I, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Translated, moved us from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of Christ. Amen. Now think of Daniel, his friends. Daniel has three friends, more than three. Daniel has three, his friends are living in Jerusalem. When Nebuchadnezzar, the king, comes, he fights against the city, captures the city. He takes Daniel, his friends, moves them to Babylon, translated them. That's the same idea that Jesus did for you and I when we got saved. Before we were saved, we were in Satan's kingdom. But when we got saved, the Lord just lifted us up, put us over here in the Amen. Kingdom of Christ. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Now we have a lot of things to thank God for tonight. Yes. So far we can thank him that we've been qualified for heaven. We've been delivered from the power of Satan, power of darkness. It says we've been translated into the kingdom of his Son. Now there's two more coming. Just hang on. We'll get that fire and praise probably soon. It's still there. All right. Don't leave. Now verse number 14, it says, in whom we, there we are again, us, we have redemption through his blood. To be redeemed means that we were in the slave market of sin and shame, but somebody paid the price to get us out. In the Roman Empire, there were hundreds of slaves, and one of those slaves could be redeemed by a friend or a neighbor or someone else who had the money, who would come to the slave market, pay the price. They take the slave and set him free. That's what Jesus did for us. Amen. When we got saved, he bought us out of the slave market of sin. He paid not with silver and gold, but he paid with his blood. When he bought us, then he set us free. Go to Romans chapter 6 to understand what this means to be free. Now that he redeemed us, Romans chapter 6. And come down to verse number 17. It says, by God be thanked, there's a thanksgiving again, by God be thanked that ye were The word were means before you were saved, you were servants of what? Of sin. Now, notice verse 18. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Down to verse number 22. But now that you're saved, being made free from sin, that's redemption. Being made free from sin, you became the servants to God. So now we have been redeemed by his blood. We can thank God for that. That's the fourth one. There's one more coming. We were just talking about being redeemed. Remember a few weeks ago, a choir sang, I stand redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The chains that bind me no more. Praise God. Remember that, Brother Ray? You got excited that night. Amen. You got excited that night. Amen. Because we've been redeemed by the blood. The chains that held us, bind us no more. Now, for the fifth one, verse number 14, and in the verse it says, even the forgiveness of sins. Now think that this, all your sins were forgiven. All your sins were forgiven when you got saved, all of them. Amen. Some verses about that. 1 John 2:12. Your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Here's another one from Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. Wow, what a long distance. If we try to travel north, tonight we go as far as we can go north. Over the North Pole, then we're going south. Go as far south as you can go, around the South Pole, then you're going north again. Now change the directions. Let's go east. Go as far east as you can go. You wind up right back where you started. East never meets west. Doesn't matter which direction you're going. As far as the east is from the west, so far as God removed our sins from us. Wow, what a blessing. Amen. Then in 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from some sins, from all, a few. It says from all sin, all of them, all of them. Amen. When Jesus died, he died for all your sins. All your sins are still featured there. They were still featured then when he died. Don't fall in the trap that some have fallen into, to thinking, since Jesus died for all my sins, since they're all paid for, I don't have to confess them. Yes, you do, because when you sin, that sin breaks your fellowship with God. Then you must confess them, have his forgiveness and cleansing to be restored to fellowship. Amen. So you must do that. That's why we confess our sins. They've been paid for already. So we have forgiveness of sins. Now, let's review quickly. We have learned that tonight, when you got saved, you were qualified for heaven. When you got saved, you were delivered from the powerful hold of Satan. When you got saved, you were translated into Christ's kingdom. When you got saved, you were redeemed and set free. When you got saved, you were forgiven of all your sin. Amen. To God be the glory. Great things, great things, great things. There's five things are the great things he has done for us. Isn't that enough to say, praise God?
Amen.
Enough to wait for pie, isn't it? Yes. Now, the little chorus says, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Amen. That great salvation is that he qualified us for heaven. He delivered us from Satan's power hold. He translated us into Christ's kingdom. He redeemed us and set us free, forgave us all our sins. We ought to sing the chorus tonight, shouldn't we?
Amen.